Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that talks about not only the Akashic Records, but what the Akashic Records can do for your life. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I'm a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. I do individual consultations as well as teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, and that's a pretty big deal these days. The Akashic Records, if you're not at all familiar with them, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And this is a call-in talk show, so you can call in and talk or ask whatever questions you would like to know of the Akashic Records. What is your curiosity about your life? What do you want an explanation of why certain things have happened? How can we best serve you and help you understand you better? Because that's what the Akashic Records are all about. Most people think they're about past lives, and there is a portion of them that is. But if you were to think about the Akashic Records like a divine Google, it's like the divine's search engine. Consultations, in fact, anything that we do with the Akashic Records and to receive the information is based on questions. So all we need is your name and your question. It'll get us to the right area of the records. And so you are now welcome to call in to bbsradio.com. And we are live here from Ohio. Today is August 4th, 2013. And so if you would like to give us a call, that'd be great. Ask your questions. Again, my name is Donna Fox. We'll talk about what the Akashic Records can do for you and how we can help you understand you better, help you understand your life better. You know, there's so many things in our lives that happen, and they are definitely lessons. And they're observations as well. And, you know, sometimes we have to hit bottom before we can come to the top. And that hitting bottom can be very, very uncomfortable. But we don't have to have it uncomfortable. We can notice it. We can observe it. And we can swear about it, but we don't have to stay there. Absolutely not. We can pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and move forward. So if that's something you want help with, if you want a little bit of hope in your life with outcomes, that with ideas for how you want to shift and change your life, well, you want to call in tonight. You can call in. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. If you're not in this country, I think our country code is 011. So I welcome all callers. I welcome all emails. In fact, if you would like to email me your question, you certainly may. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. In other words, so it's INF as in Frank O at akashicwisdom.com. That's just like the program, AKASHIC Wisdom, WISDOM.com. And so we are looking forward to talking with you. I am looking forward to talking with you. And to give you a little bit of idea of what happens when a person calls in, if you ask a question, the question goes in, and when I receive the information, I just tell you what I feel or hear, or I repeat what I'm hearing. It's not about me thinking about the answer. The answer is coming from the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, loved ones, and lords of the Akashic Records. So I repeat exactly what I'm told. Maybe I sometimes get pictures, and I'll describe the picture to you. But it's really more about what I hear, what I feel, and the best way you can receive it. The Akashic Records are so vast that they encompass everything. So whether you're trying to change a job, or maybe you want insight into a relationship, or maybe you want to understand why you contracted with the parents or the boss or the or certain things, the events in your life. No matter what it is, the Akashic Records will give you greater insight in it. And so that's what I do. This is the way I make my living. But when I have this program, it's with the way of me giving back to the universe. Because all the consultations are free. And the insight and the wisdom is free. And I am committed to you, to helping you have a better life. So, that being said, let's talk about the wonderful things that are happening in the world today. Well, it's really more of an energetic shift that's happening. And the energetic shift is really moving into a place of neutrality and love. Now, I know on the surface it doesn't look like that in some cases, but the reality is there is a major shift going on, and a major shift for the better. And what we need to do as individuals is to mirror the energies of positiveness, of love. We really have to begin to make lemonade out of any lemons we've been given. And you know, we all have our stories. We all have something going on that doesn't feel right, or no one's life is perfect. Even though you might see somebody and you think their life is perfect, it isn't. Because everybody has their story. And what we need to do is embrace our uniqueness. We have to embrace our challenges and take ourselves up. In other words, like when we're in the thick of things, we're in the jungle, you can't sometimes see the sky because the trees are so thick. So you want to move up above so that you can see the 360-degree observation. What is really going on? What is really happening? And observe all levels of information of what's happening in your life. I have a client that has a full-time job, and it was a good job up until she got transferred to a different office. And what happened is that where she got transferred to was totally a culture shock. Even though it's the same company, obviously different branches have different personalities, but this particular branch has things that she wasn't used to. She wasn't she wasn't prepared for it. So she did not know what she was getting herself into. And now she's dealing with a boss that is very tyrannical. And so she's trying to say, okay, so what part of this, what is this, my lesson here? And the reason I'm sharing this with you is, number one, I have her permission to share it. Number two, we're not going to use any names. But it's really important that you take a look at your life and what is going on, not from a victim stance, but from a place of power. And ask how the challenge is going to serve you. What is it bringing you to? So when we did a consultation, what she realized and what came forward was that this particular situation was really more about showing her what she didn't want. She was locking into the position as a safety net because she didn't trust her abilities to bring forth the creative the creative opportunities that would sustain her. So what this position showed her is that how easy it is for her to go into fear, how easy it is for her to believe other people's opinion of her, how easy it is for her to move into a place of lack of trust. And so it's really going to be important that you take a look at that. You know, we're all one. What happens to one happens to others. And whether it's all of it or just a piece of that story that just was told to you, it's really going to be important you take a look at that. And it's also important for you to realize that you are so much more than you think you are. You have so much more to give and so much more talent than you allow yourself to believe. There's something innate or something within the human makeup that triggers us to think of ourselves as small rather than great. And it actually is shifting because the younger kids starting out now have a much better sense of themselves than we ever did when we were younger. They stand up for what they believe in more than the typical adults do today. And we want to take lessons from those little ones. We don't want to let anybody tell us that we are not great. And that's really important. You need to know how magnificent you are. You need to take that into consideration, and you may even look at the position, if you're working in a job that you hate right now, you may want to look at the fact that you are in a job that you actually hate. Now, I want you to consider, if you are working on trying to fulfill your dream, how can you move forward in truth of who you are if you every day you get up to work you lie to yourself about why you're there? And if you're telling yourself the truth that you hate the job and you go anyway, what is that saying to you about your own personal integrity? How are you teaching yourself to treat you? So these are the things we'd love to talk to you about. If there's any way we can possibly help, we want to make you feel good and give you all the wonderful things that you have to offer. So if you're all curious about what your talents are, you can also call in for that. Excuse me, that was my cat that just jumped on my desk. You might have remembered that cat's named Zohar, and we have another little cutie named named Rosie running around here, too. So hopefully you're still on the phone. I hope you're still listening. And I hope I'm still on the air, because that was quite a jump. So again, we want you to tune in. We want you to call in. And we want you to call if you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can dial 888-429-5471. Again, let me say that number. It's 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct to area code 530-763-1574. Let's talk, and we can see where we can help you really remember your magnificence. I have a CD that I made called Remembering Your Magnificence that was brought forward specifically from the Records for Humanity. And it's a very important CD to listen to, because when you listen to your own and to the CD, it helps you remember how truly magnificent you are. And it was an honor to produce it. So today is the 4th of August. We are almost done with summer. Kids are going to be going back to school in a couple of weeks. And we have to decide, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? I mean, moms are going to be, you know, obviously there's moms that are working, but there's folks that are at home. Maybe you were laid off. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you quit. And you say, okay, now what do I do with the rest of my life? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have a wonderful opportunity. You have a wonderful opportunity to create whatever it is you personally want to create. And sometimes I understand it's hard with the dollars. But the reality is, it's about getting into your passion. It's something we need to remember, to get into our passion. And when we do what we love, the money will come. The money will come. So, there's also information in the Akashic Records that help you understand about... Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, who's this?
Walter.
Hi, Walter. Where are you calling from?
Hi. Canada.
Canada. Welcome. You've not called before, have you?
About a month ago, but I didn't really talk. Well, I talked to you a little bit, but I didn't I didn't ask you anything.
Okay-doke.
Okay.
Well, how can we help you today?
Okay, some of us, I know it's hard for you to believe when you're in this situation, but some of us can't get into this record reading and stuff. We're just not into it. We just can't seem to get our act together to do these kind of things.
Uh-huh.
So what I'd like to know is if there's anything they'll let you know from the records that I should know. Are I allowed to know at this present time?
Sure. So typically it's better if I have a first and last name, but I don't want to put that out there. Are you near a computer right now or no?
Yeah.
Can you email me? If you can't, it's okay. Was just curious. If I had your first and last name, you know, it gets us to the right area of the records. But
it doesn't matter. I don't care about the air stuff.
I'm sorry. What?
Everybody knows more about me than I know about myself. Anyway, Walter Campbell. Did you get that?
Everybody knows more about you than you know about yourself.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Best heard
well, if you wanted to email me, you'd email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, your first and last name. But if that's not convenient for you, we can move forward without it.
No, it's Walter Campbell.
Campbell. Okay,
I'll
great.
My name. That's not a problem.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me just wait. Just give me a minute. So what you're asking is, what do the master's teachers and loved ones want you to know at this time? Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. Maybe something I should know or I'm allowed to know, whatever.
Okay. Well, the first thing that comes forward, Walter, is that... Wait a minute, they're showing me a picture.
Probably showing a picture of a clown.
I'm sorry, what?
Showing you a picture of a clown? A clown?
No, they're showing me a picture of a little boy that that walked around afraid half the time.
Oh.
And that the other half the time, he tried to be as invisible as possible. Does that make sense to you?
The invisible part I can understand.
Yeah, it's like there was like it just didn't felt seen, and there are certain things that scared you. It's almost like so for whatever reason, when you were growing up, it was hard for you to believe that there were a lot of wonderful things about you because no one really reinforced that for you. Does that make sense?
That could very well be true, yes.
And that now that you are an adult, there's an issue here around around accepting actually your greatness. There's a part of you that is a very much afraid of it. And so the idea here of you being able to do what you love is hard for you because I'm not sure what they're saying is that you feel like you don't deserve it. So does that make sense to you?
Actually, I don't even know what I want. So
if you were to make it up, if you could do anything in the world that you wanted to do, not forever, just for the next month or two, what would it be?
I have no idea.
Well, what do you think you might enjoy? I mean, would you like to learn how to fly a plane? Would you like
just exploring the spiritual realms is all I want to do.
Explore spiritual realms. Okay, so, but it sounds like you have, but there seems to be some kinds of blocks sometimes.
Could be. I've never liked to be too successful or rich or anything like that.
No, this is not about money. This is about feeling successful in exploring the spiritual.
I just have never been able to. I've been trying for years. I just can't get off, can't seem to get into it. I just can't seem to do it at all.
And what the master's teachers and loved ones want to bring about to you is that your first assignment would be to learn to how to accept yourself and learn to love yourself, which is a huge, you know, people say you've got to love yourself, but nobody really knows what that means. And there's underlying anger that you have about the I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, but there's some underlying anger that you have around some unfairness in life, and I don't know what they're not showing me what that is. So in other words, like the records will only show me what is appropriate to share with you. It's not like I can see something and I'm not telling you. For the sake of this conversation, and they're saying that it has to do with not only some unresolved anger, but it also has to do with your ability to love and trust the divine. What's your opinion of that?
I don't understand it. I don't understand that part at all.
I mean, do you really move into a sacred space for yourself when you're trying to meditate or do some journaling or whatever?
I never write, but I try to do meditations and stuff.
And when you say you try, what happens?
Fall asleep.
Okay. and is there a reason why you don't want to write?
Lazy.
I'm not getting lazy. That might be what you're telling yourself, but it's not that you're lazy. It's almost like you're afraid to write down what's really coming forward. it's almost like there's a part of you that doesn't want to write down what's coming forward, and there's another part of you that's afraid that nothing will come forward.
Okay. So,
and
still
so,
a mixed clash.
I'm sorry, what?
Still up in the air about what I'm doing or where I'm going to go or what's taking place then, eh?
Yes, but it has to do with you making a choice for joy.
Okay.
So wait a minute, just let me get this. So it would be important for you to start documenting what makes you joyful, or what makes you happy, or what pleases you. If you can't get to joyful and happy, then it's a matter of documenting what you like and what you don't like. I like this, I don't like that. That makes me laugh, that makes me sad. It's about, what they're saying is it's about you really getting a clear picture of what you like and what you don't like.
Okay.
And then
I always thought I was happy.
I'm sorry?
I've been happy all my life. So.
You don't sound happy.
Oh, don't I?
No, because you're talking. Because your words were. Did you see a clown? Everybody knows more about me than I do. And the other part was that it was like there was a sense of failure or a sense of sadness that you couldn't get farther into spiritual work. And so the idea is that's not happy.
I was disappointed in myself that I wasn't able to obtain some of the, spiritual stuff other people have, I guess.
but the idea is you're discounting what you actually get because you're comparing yourself to others.
Okay.
So the idea here is really about getting clear about what brings you joy.
Hmm.
So what do you like to watch on television?
I hate TV.
You hate TV?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Do you watch movies or videos or whatever?
No, I just play on the internet once in a while. Just listen to the doom and gloom stuff and, this kind of stuff and,
What kind of work have you done on yourself then, Walter?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
No. It's the idea is that when you move into your own meditations or your sit down to journal about how you feel, what are the feelings that you're allowing yourself to acknowledge?
Gee, I can honestly tell you.
Right. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Part of it has to do with being afraid to feel.
Okay.
Yeah. But that doesn't. That's not to be. It's just about awareness. It's not a good or a bad thing. It's just awareness. So the idea is that in order to be happy, or to be joyful, you need to be able to feel something.
And the issue here is
that part of working with the spiritual is moving into a deep sense of gratitude and love, as well as forgiveness.
Yeah, I don't think I'm holding any grudges against anybody.
Okay. Except yourself, you mean?
Oh, just, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Just wanted to get clear on that.
It's one of the little.
The idea is what are you? The idea is about documenting what you feel. If you walk through life in a flat way, then you can't experience the beauty of what's around you. So if you see a beautiful field of flowers, are they just that's pretty flowers, nice? Or do you appreciate the beauty of them?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I love nature and I love animals and stuff like that.
So when you're with an animal, so do you have any pets?
No, I can't have them where I am at. Well,
okay.
I got wildlife that I feed.
Okay, well, that's good.
So
what kind of wildlife do you feed?
Crows, birds,
okay.
Squirrels,
okay.
Whatever's out here.
Okay, so do you like them to come up and take it out of your hand, or you just leave it out?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get them too tame because either somebody else might, there's too many people around, they might hurt by somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, so I just let them make, you know.
But do you watch them when they eat?
Oh, yes.
How does that make you feel?
Good. I think you're glad they
right.
like, but I give them like. But,
So notice that, all we're trying to do is help you understand that part of learning joy and happiness and is about noticing what makes you feel good.
Okay. So that's the way I've run my life. I've just taken whatever comes. I never thought about what I want to do. I just did whatever everybody else wanted to. I just took jobs because of the money. I didn't care how it was killing me. I just did it, right? So
right.
That I was on the wrong trail. I should have been doing at least stuff that was some sort of satisfaction in doing it and making me happy.
Exactly. So what they're asking you now is if you were to do something like that today, what would it be?
I honestly don't know.
So if you like nature, why wouldn't you want to be like work in nature?
I'm retired, so I can just enjoy it now.
But there's a part of you that's not fulfilled. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. So I got to search my soul and find out what it is I'm want to do or should do.
Never should.
I should do what I want.
Only want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you have to stop shooting on yourself. You've been doing that way too long.
Okay.
Because you even said you've been doing it because somebody else wanted to or you just did a job for the money. You know, and it's like, and you're numb. And we want you to be able to express the beauty that is within you.
Okay. I don't know how to go about it yet, but I'll just, like you say, start writing it down and maybe I can figure something out.
You've got to take baby steps. And what's recommended is start observing you and write down your observations of what brings you happiness or joy or pleasure and what you don't like.
Okay.
The reason that's important is because at this point in your life you don't have to do anything as a career. You can really be, you know, a leaf in the wind and go and do whatever it is you want to do that makes you happy, right? That feels
true.
Good.
Yep.
And so what they're suggesting is it's now's the time for you to discover it. You don't have anybody telling you what to do. You have nobody, nothing's hampering you, correct?
Yeah. That's true. That's probably what I need, someone to kick me in the right direction.
I'm sorry, what?
That's probably what I need, the boot to go in the right direction here.
Well, we're giving it to you right now.
Okay, I'll try to get on the program here.
What'd you say?
I'll try to get on the program.
Well, no, it's not about you, you're not doing anything wrong, but you called for a reason, you called to ask what, you know, your comment was not everybody gets how to open the records or get, you know, of course, you've never come to my class, so I can't say that you're not teachable because I believe everybody's teachable. I believe that everybody can learn how to access their own records. I just believe that's true.
Yeah, well,
but maybe some people don't want to, and that's okay. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we seem to have rocks in our heads or something. We can't get the message.
No. It's not about that.
I've been trying this stuff for over 40-some-odd years, 50 years now. Oh, yeah, 40-some-odd, 45 years. So, and I haven't gotten
Have you gone to an Akashic Records workshop?
I've studied it, and I've done some, but probably not a live workshop, but I've gone to some other type courses and stuff. And I've tried hypnosis and stuff like that too, and none of that seems to sink in. So,
but there's a part of you that doesn't want it to, or is afraid to find. Here's what you need to know: if you were to work in and learn how to open your own Akashic records, you're not going to find anything bad in there. You're not going to find like some people, and not necessarily you, but if the shoe fits, some people are afraid to access their records for fear they're going to find too much about themselves that they're not going to like. And the reality is the records are full of nothing but love, and they'll never bring anything to you, all right, that's not helpful. And they don't work in the negative. They only work in the positive in a loving way to help you gain insight into who you truly are, which is a beautiful thing.
That information might help a lot of other people that are undecided about it, but I shall try.
Well, I want you to try to learn to love yourself. And I want you to try to be happy with you. I want you to also understand, based on what I'm hearing, is you haven't failed at anything. The fact that you've been curious about stuff and it may or may not have worked for you is not a mark of success or failure. It just is.
I think,
but you still have the knowledge. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I think the thing about when a person you're so used to, you talked about learning to love yourself and liking yourself and that everything's okay, like that kind of thing. I think what bothers the person is you're afraid to build up the big ego thing, and which is hard to deal with.
Right, but loving yourself has nothing to do with ego.
No, but I think that's what most of us are associating it with.
Right, but when you truly love yourself, it's not about ego. Just need to know that.
And you don't have to get the ego out of the way.
Loving yourself. I'm sorry, what?
You don't have to get the ego out of the way before you start doing all these things or working on the loving yourself part.
No, what people need to understand is when loving yourself does not. It's not about walking around thinking you're better than anybody else, so that you have a huge ego. Loving yourself says. Is a state of mind and being that says, I love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved.
Okay, so you guys got to deal. And that's sort of an impersonal type love, too?
I didn't hear you.
That's impersonal type love type thing that we're dealing with there?
What do you mean, impersonal love?
Like you don't, like you say, you're not ego, you're not building yourself up. It's just accepting it and...
Yeah,
it's
accepting yourself, but it's also not allowing anyone to hurt you. Loving yourself is about allowing is caring enough about you not to allow anyone to hurt you, including yourself.
Worst guy ever. Okay.
So the idea here is that it's really about. Getting a handle on, and again, they're coming back to forgiving yourself and as well and anybody else who's listening. When we forgive ourselves, we take a look at not only what we did that made us happy and we're proud of, but also some of the things that the bad choices or the choices that we made that were less than optimum, and realize that those were lessons that we went through to understand more about who we are and what we want and what we don't want. Because if we look at ourselves and get angry at or feel bad about, let's say, chances or opportunities missed, then that's not loving yourself. It's about you moving into judgment, and you don't need to do that.
Even though I've just been a follower, I don't really feel I have any real regrets in life.
Well, that's good.
And I'm quite happy about life. I'm actually, I've had a good life. I've been very lucky, so I got no complaints. other than I just feel I should be doing, accomplishing something in that spiritual direction, and be able to, start getting on, ascending a little bit, eh?
That's a man-made concept.
Okay.
About ascension. Ascension is a control factor.
Oh, which we all love.
Yeah. And there was like, I'm not good enough because I'm not ascending, or I must not be enlightened. And the reality is, only the true reality is, the only beings on this planet are enlightened beings.
Okay. What's this
planet is not for the faint of heart. It's a tough planet to be on.
Okay, so what's the part where we make ourselves a dealer with the entity? We come to this planet. I thought we came here to accomplish or do something to have an objective or something. And then we forgot.
You can, or maybe you just want to experience life as a human.
Oh, okay. So it's not. So if there was anything that a guy had to do and he was missing the boat, basically the records would tell you that then, eh?
Right. And the other thing is it's never about missing the boat. It's about experience.
Okay.
It's about what are you experiencing. And we human beings tend to put themselves down because they think they're quote-unquote not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But there is no supposed to.
Well, I thought we agreed to do something if we came here to do something. We agreed to whatever it was we came here to do.
And who says you're not doing it?
This is a big question. I was wondering if that's what a guy missed. And if we were
missing
what we came to do.
The reality is everybody is where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
And if you think about a roadmap, and you're trying to get somebody somewhere, let's say they're trying to get to British Columbia. Well, if you don't know where you're at, you don't know how to chart the route, right? The route.
Correct.
If you don't know where you're at, you can't chart the route to get there, correct?
Yeah, but some of us we want to go across the road and there's a bridge and we're afraid of it or something. Instead of just going 1 mile east, we'll go all the way west until we get back to that east point. To avoid that
right.
One bridge or something.
That's right.
And I just wonder if we're weird doing that kind of stuff.
it's all an experience. In other words, the whole point was you can take many routes to get to British Columbia.
Right. So a lot of us aren't interested in the destination. We're interested more in just enjoying the journey.
The journey, exactly.
Okay.
And that's the whole point of Planet Earth is to enjoy the journey.
Okay, the destination isn't all that.
The destination is the same for everybody, and that's where everybody gets tripped up.
Oh, okay.
We're all going to go back to spirit. We're all going to have a good laugh over what we did or what we didn't do. And we're all going to try and take a look at our life. And it's the gaps that where we didn't try will cause us the most pain. But the whole piece is, it's more about experiencing life and experiencing joy and how much have you helped yourself and others. It's really much simpler than people even get it credit for. It's not complicated.
Okay. So that's where I guess that's part of the issue I have. You see people in their condition, what they are, you know how blessed and you are, you're just so grateful what your life was, and you see these other people, and you want to help a lot of them, you just can't be, and a lot of them shouldn't be because they're on their own path. We don't know when we should help, when we should step in, and when we shouldn't.
Right.
And some of us walk into stuff we shouldn't, and then we've created karma or whatever it is that we do. I don't know if you do believe in karma or not, but I think
there is no karma. Karma also is man-made.
Okay.
For control.
But it is definitely a cause and effect.
I'm sorry?
There is a cause and effect.
There's a cause and effect. Absolutely. But the reality is that sin and karma were all created out of the minds of man as a consequence and a way of control.
Okay.
Sin and karma have nothing to do with love.
Okay. Well, I guess we just have to find some way to... I find that too. Like when I shouldn't say I don't go. I when I go into other, what I call planes or different
right.
levels, I when I'm on those areas, it's no big deal. Everything is so simple, so easy. And then I get here and everything's complicated. And
right.
something on over there is so simple, it makes so much sense. You get here and it's just like, what happened? Like
exactly.
when you start coming down?
No, what happens is that human beings have come to the planet and they've created a lot of filters, they create a lot of judgment, and they create a lot of shoulds. On the other side, in the different levels, there are none. It just is. It's not about judgment. Because everything is an experience or an observation.
Okay, it's like when you're dreaming, you get to a certain point, but like before you wake up, you come through different levels, you different states, and before you get to the actual wake-up state, the dream, and you see the dream within the dream, and then you start just the dream, and then you start waking up, and then things change.
Right.
Oh, and then by the time you get here, you just can't even comprehend what was there, because there was no words up. In another level where you can't have words to describe where you were or what you're seeing.
Because it's not necessary.
Oh, okay, so that's that just a safety mechanism for us humans so we don't stray too far in our... I mean, if we start daydreaming, we're going to run into something, right? Like,
well,
I don't know how these spiritual...
It's really more about what are you experiencing now that's going to make you... In other words, like... I'm just, give me a second here. When you move into different, into the higher realms, if you will, the higher frequencies, it's important to note that you don't have to use words because everything is really more telepathic and received almost as soon as you think it. It's there it's there.
Right.
And people, it's just different. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, like there, you can't even ask a question because if you think of something, it's already done. I mean, the answer is already there.
Exactly.
And what I find is the hard part. If I go to a certain place. And I want to look around. There, for some reason, there seems to be entities that say, "Just no." It's like the law there, or whatever it is. It's like they just say you're just not allowed at this point in time to see what you want to see, and you just don't even argue. You just go about,
But the idea is, do you have an intention of what you want to see, or are you just wandering into a place that may not be appropriate for you?
That's possible.
See, you have to understand that certain realms are all about intentionality.
Okay.
And
I know the law is there.
So the intention I'm sorry?
But their laws are like, I mean, it's not like here, you can't really think, like you can't hear and you can't really say anything there. It's just already, whatever you want to do, you just can't, if they just... There's no argument. There's no discussion. There's no nothing. Like, it's just done deal.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
And the other spirit people that are in spiritual, they have to follow those too. It's not just us.
Yeah.
Novice.
No, of course.
Oh, okay.
It's not. No, the idea is that when you travel to higher realms or different frequencies, everything has its own.
Vibration or law.
Or also entrances and exits.
Okay.
And again, it has to do with intention. So if it's just about, if you don't know how to handle energy, they're not going to let you into an area where the energy may be more than you can handle.
Correct.
With the frequency. So it's really more about protection than rejection.
I should know better than that, yes.
Because well, it's not about should. It's about the idea is it's an important thing to realize that you.
No,
that
I'm well aware of certain entities or lights can actually can kill you. You know, in those places, like if it's still strong, if you were to just trip into it, eh?
Well, I wouldn't say it would kill you, but the idea is you're not going that far. You'll just be prevented.
No, that's why I said they don't let you. Yeah, they don't let you do that. Or I don't know how I say they, because it's hard to even say if it's a they or them, or because it just is. It's just something that just is with me. I don't even know how to explain it.
Right, exactly. Well, again, what I'm hearing for you is for you to get more clear about what your intentions are when you go to the higher realms of what you want. Do you want education? Do you want experience? Do you want to just see the beauty of what's around you? What's your intention when you move to higher realms?
I think it's just explore. I just like to explore. I'm a curious cat.
Right, but you're curious, but the whole piece is many times people are curious because they like to learn.
I like to know. I've got to know how things are, how they operate, and why. I got to know. When I start digging, I just never know when to quit.
Well, and what's being said is that there's nothing wrong with being that tenacious as long as you understand that there's certain. It's like anything else. There's certain areas that you're not going to be that you're not ready for. So be it.
Right.
And it's not about not being, it's not making you less than. It's just that, the fact that you got up that high to begin with is an accomplishment.
Okay.
That's what they want you to know. I'm sorry.
Okay, just show a little more gratitude, write these things out, and then sort it out then, I guess, by writing it.
Exactly. Gratitude's it.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like, wow, thank you for allowing me this far, deep into gratitude. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And then, now let's maybe start writing some of this stuff out. I can think what it was. Like you say, I was afraid to write out in case somebody ever read it.
Well, but if you're not around when they read it, who cares? I mean, if they read it after you die, or you're going on to a different place, and somebody reads it, what difference does it make? It might be good stuff you don't remember. And the other thing is, keep it close enough to you that nobody else sees it until you don't care anymore.
Okay, I'll do that. But anyway, you're going to have no more. I'm taking all your time tonight.
Well, that's okay.
That.
If there was anybody else calling, they would have bumped in.
Oh, were they? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But you have to understand something, though, Walter. This conversation is helping people who are listening.
Oh well, that'll be nice.
You see,
I can't be the only one that's sitting here wondering.
It's not just you. So if whenever a question comes in on the air, it's because somebody else out there was also thinking it.
Okay.
So it's okay. It's really okay.
It's too bad I don't know all the right questions to ask you that you could clarify a lot more for other people, but I think you've done a good job for me.
That's what's
and
important,
I appreciate it.
And other people have benefited.
Okay. Okay, and I would like to thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, you're
welcome. So I can go now.
You certainly can.
Okay. Yeah,
and keep in touch. Let me know how it goes for you.
I'll try the email stuff.
Either that or you can call in again. Sure. Let us know how it went.
You.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You have a good evening.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, you too. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Everybody, we want to thank Walter for calling because when you guys call in, when people call in with their questions, it's so much richer because the interaction of your voice and what comes forward with the records, it's like the vibrations really move higher and deeper. And it helps you understand you much better. So please allow yourself to call. Allow yourself to email. Allow yourself to be curious about you. It's really important for you to be curious about you and why things are the way they are. And I'm going to be having an Akashic Records workshop in August. It's already August, isn't it? August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And at this point, what's interesting about this is I don't know if it's going to be in Ohio or Philadelphia. So we're still working on that right now. But if that's of interest, if you're interested in learning how to access your own Akashic Records, please either call me at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can do that if you'd like a personal consultation with me, or if you'd like more information on the classes, or if you'd just like to be on my email list. I don't email people once a week, but I will email if there's a message from the Akasha, and I will email you when I'm doing a class. But I promise not to bombard you with emails. So again, if you want to call me privately, my number is 216-691-1233. I want to thank you all for listening, and we have somebody special coming up right behind me. And so you have a miracle-filled week. Again, thank you, Walter, for calling in, and I'm going to go ahead and close the records for the program. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show tonight by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Wisdom, the Akashic Records are now closed. Amen. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.